This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 10. It says there, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself." End of quote. Love and honor are two virtues that comes out of your knowledge of who God is and what He did. You see, you do not have the ability to love others in yourself, especially when they are weak, imperfect, and not likable. That sort of love is possible only when you really understand how much God loves you. God's love and mercy grant you the freedom to love the unlikable and unlovable. Nothing else would or could do it. When God says He loves us, it does not mean we are perfect or even likable. In truth, we are far away from perfection and likability. Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that God loved us when we were powerless, ungodly, enemies, and mere sinners. This description does not provide a good resume for you and I. However, it says there, God demonstrated His love when we were powerless, ungodly, enemies, and sinners by sending His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to this world and allowing Him to die for us. You see, a deep understanding of how God loves you makes you free to love and honor others. Honoring others also would not automatically happen with your own ability and power. If you want to honor others, first of all, you would need to understand how much God loves you. Secondly, you would need to understand all people around you, your neighbors, family members, co-workers, all are made by God in His own image. Genesis 1:27 says this, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. End of quote. In short, according to this verse, when you look at another person, you are looking at the image of God. You cannot dishonor the image of God imprinted in the other person next to you. Bible says God honored and crowned man by putting everything under his feet and allowing him to subdue and rule over all the creatures and all things on his created earth. Genesis 1:28 and Hebrews 2:7. You see, God honored you with many blessings that you did not deserve. He gave you life, strength, wealth, and met all the needs of your life thus far. This motivates us to honor others. Not only they are made in the image of God like you are made, but also God made you wise regent to become fruitful and rule over this earth. I constantly remember the wise counsel I received from my mentor when I was in a management training program. He said, "Respect is the key to avoid dangers and many pitfalls in life." He also said, "Disrespect is the reason for many hurt and criminal activities." Respect is the key to success, he used to say. Beloved, our insight today says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. If you have these two traits, by understanding how much God loves you and honors you, then you have a life worth living, and God would add abundant blessings to you. Do not forget, two virtues, love and honor, can keep you safe, secure, and richly blessed. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you loved and honored me when I was powerless and a sinner. Lord, you showed your love for me by sending your one and only Son, Jesus, to this earth. Jesus came and died for all of my sins and shortcomings. Now I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Now, Lord, help me to love and honor others whom you gave in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.